inch by inch, row by row.
Gardening season is here, and with us on the line for the first edition of Garden Talk for 2020 is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, I am anticipating getting ready to play in the sun and cover up my newly rebuilt extra-large greenhouse frame for growing even more tomatoes and cucumbers and pole beans and squash and, I don't know, whatever comes to mind this summer. There's still soil underneath these piles of snow. My garlic is sprouting. There are witch hazel and snowdrops blooming in the neighborhood. So it's encouraging.
Are you planting any starts? Or are you starting any vegetables right now?
The earliest ones, the stuff that take the longest. So again, you know, look at the seed packet. So stuff like herbs are usually slow to start and slow to get to a size to be able to transplant. I do have some onion and shallot seedlings coming up. Celery, parsley would be good to start now just because they are so slow. And again, read the seed packets, which tell folks how long from, you know, like 6 weeks, 8 weeks before the frost-free date that people might want to put their plants out. Tomatoes, I'll probably wait another 2 weeks because otherwise they get too big. But if my new greenhouse works the way it's supposed to, maybe I'll be able to get them in earlier than usual.
With kind of the uncertainty of as far as what's happening around the world now, are there some things that you're thinking about that would make good food crops for later on this year? What's some of the things that people can be thinking about as far as planting to supplement their diet this summer?
Well, certainly potatoes, you know, potatoes is the number one crop by tonnage in Alaska. They are pretty easy to grow. Folks can grow them in containers. They can set up new boxes and beds. So they're not difficult to grow. They grow a lot of food. You know, we can't grow rice, and dry beans are pretty tough to grow here too. But potatoes we can grow. So certainly that. And carrots, beets, if you like beets, greens of all sorts, and lettuce and kale and Swiss chard, mustard greens and cabbages and broccoli and cauliflower and all of that. You know, we've talked about it in the past. But again, for new gardeners, and hopefully lots of folks are going to be starting gardening and thinking about gardening and really think about sharing their produce too with other folks. If they're starting new, start out with one garden box and they can take care of that well, add another one and maybe another, or raised beds, throw some cardboard down on the lawn and put some soil on top of that, form it in with some boards, and shazam, you've got a more productive space than slug habitat.
All right, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot for talking to us on this first episode of 2020. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, more to come, Matt. To
my body. Master Gardener Ed Bajarski joins us every Thursday morning during the spring, summer, and early fall here on Morning Edition. And if you have a question that you want to ask Ed, or if you want to sign up for the podcast, go to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
Plant your rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Building Supply, locally owned since 1936, offering building supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.